three quarters, mm-hmm. cut it up, and then dip it in buttermilk.
Well, pour a little buttermilk on it, and don't cut it all up at once if you're cooking a large amount. But just cut up your colander about full,
mm-hmm.
and sprinkle a little buttermilk on it, and, you know.
Dip it in cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Put it over in the meal and fluff it up like this,
mm-hmm.
so it won't stick together.
Mm-hmm.
So each kernel, each one will be separate, and then put it in your hot, deep fat.
About an inch
deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then just lightly touch it and let it turn over. And then drain it on newspaper with a paper towel on it. And then later drain it again. And mm-hmm. again drain it the third time. And it'll be crisp supper.
Mm-hmm.
Cook it long.
And then,
delicious.
Then you have to do that right before you serve it?
It don't matter. They'll eat it later too.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's all good.
I had a hard time learning to like okra.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a long time, but I thought I could eat almost any vegetable when I learned to like it. But I really like it now. I like it just boiled, and I like mm-hmm. it with tomatoes. And I just think it has a good taste. I really enjoy it, but my family won't eat it. I'm the only one that will eat it. What the kind of potatoes with yellow meat, what do you call them?
Yams.
What else?
Sweet potatoes.
What else?
That's all I know.
What's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam?
You know, I asked somebody else that the other day. I don't know.
I think one of them's larger and one of them's sweeter.
Well, I guess so.
And I believe
something
the yam is a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Along with your meat, you might have had a baked what?
Baked potato.
All right. When you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making what?
Dried apples and dried peaches.
You ever call them snits?
Mm-mm.
If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have to worry about, but life is hard, he doesn't have to worry about anything, but life is hard on a man who is, he's got plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man who is, he doesn't have much money, broke or
poor.
All right. When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat?
Pardon me, what did you say?
Or,
excuse me.
All right. Don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
There's some apples and a child wants one. He says, like an apple.
Take an apple.
All right.
I'll have an apple. Isn't it funny? There's a difference between have and take. Have mm-hmm. an apple. Have an apple. I have the apple. You take the apple.
Somebody comes in the dining room and you ask him, won't you?
Sit down. We did that
one. We did that one. That's what I was thinking. What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking? You told me that too. I think we've gotten almost all of these optional and otherwise. Did I ask you if no one else will look out for them? You say they've got to look out for
themselves.
I think we did that too, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Did we say, comparing how tall you are, you say I'm not as
tall as you are.
Comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than.
He can do it better than I can.
You say he's not as tall as.
As I am.
Mm-hmm. If you knock at the door and you say, who's there? We've gone mm-hmm. through that, haven't we? If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say you and I
all right,
mm-hmm. have to do it.
Right.
Do we do that too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you tell me anything about the Civil War that's in Griffin that I don't know about that I can look up?
That's in Griffin.
Or in the surrounding area, or in something around here that I could take people to see, or some of the houses? Are there any houses?
No, but I tell you what, you can go to that Welcome Center in Georgia and get any kind of brochures you want.
Really?
I bet Michael got one of every kind. And he brought them home and put them under the sofa. So I sent the sofa off last Friday to have it covered. And I put every one of them in the trash.
Oh.
Wish I'd have brought them to you.
Well, I've seen some
the
of them.
The Indian Mounds, you know.
Oh, we've been there. Is that Etowah or Etowah?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fascinating place. Have you been there?
Mm-mm.
That's supposed to be the oldest.
Andersonville. That'd be an interesting place.
That would be an interesting place. That's not too far from here, is it?
Not too far. Mm-hmm. I have pictures made all over that place.
What about